Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to hear music by Eric Banks, Alice Parker, Morten Lauritsen, James Mulholland, Steve Sommets, Gwyneth Walker, Daniel Gothrop, Alan Hovhaness, and Malcolm Dauglich. This visit is called American Choirs Sing American Composers. Carsten Kuhmann, born in 1982, is the composer of our opening number, Ad Maiorem Dei Gloria, for greater glory of God and the salvation of humanity. It was written in 2010 for Russell Wiseman and the Georgetown University Chapel Choir. The CD is called The Welcome News, and many of the 23 selections were written in a capacity as composer-in-residence for the Memorial Church at Harvard University and the Episcopal Cathedral Church of St. Paul in Boston. The four Appleton motets composed in 2008 are scored for two parts, either for men or women. Most are set to familiar scripture passages. This is Peace I Leave With You by Carsten Kuhmann and is performed by the Cambridge Consonants, led by Jeffrey Grossman. That was the first of four motets written in 2008 by American composer Carsten Kuhmann called Peace I Leave With You. The Cambridge Consonants was conducted by Jeffrey Grossman. Our next choir is from Seattle. Their director is Eric Banks. The News Tribune that covers the Seattle-Tacoma area tells us that the Esoterics have sung in Latin, Finnish, Hungarian, and ancient Persian and Islamic. They have performed in all keys and none, music written yesterday and music from before written notation. They are a choir that does not have limits. Their conductor, Eric Banks, is a translator, linguist, vocalist, and ethnomusicologist who has garnered international acclaim for his creative direction and his unwavering commitment to new music for voices. He states, and I quote, "After 9/11, I felt that a lot of people were taking out of the Quran lots of things that weren't actually there," end quote. Not Muslim himself, he has nevertheless studied Arabic at the University of Washington and traveled to many Muslim countries. He decided that he wanted to see music as a vehicle to expose the texts, to tell people what's really there. The CD is called Ruya, Sacred Visions Inspired by Islam, including the 12 Quranic visions by Banks set to 148 verses of the Quran. We will now hear the first two sections. Their titles are The Names of God and The Messengers of Blessing. Here are the esoterics led by their conductor and composer, Eric Banks.
Oh,
That was music performed by the Seattle-based group The Esoterics. They sang the first of two sections of a work called 12 Quranic Visions, based on the Quran and written by their conductor, Eric Banks. You heard The Names of God and The Messengers of Blessings. The Master Chorale of Washington has just performed Come Ye Disconsolate. The original hymn was written by Thomas Moore. You heard an arrangement by Alice Parker, who at age 87 is still teaching us the melodious accord of hymn history and how to sing them. The soloist was baritone Stephen Combs. For this recording, Miss Parker was the special guest conductor. Our next composer, Morton Lauritsen, lives and works in Southern California, and his music has been very popular for at least the past quarter century. His Ave Maria, composed in 1997, is a textural, rich, eight-part setting of the most beloved Marian Antiphonon. This work recalls the polychoral style of Gabrielli and the rich textures of Brahms used in unaccompanied choral writing. Paul Solomonovich directs the Los Angeles Master Chorale in this recording, which was the world premiere hearing of Ave Maria by Morton Lauritsen. That was a recording of Morten Lauritzen's Ave Maria that introduced the world to this stunningly beautiful setting of the Marian Antiphonon. Paul Solomonovich directed the Los Angeles Master Chorale. James Mulholland is one of the most beloved and performed American choral composers in the world. He has received commissions from children's choirs, high schools, universities, professional ensembles, national honor choirs, as well as the American Choral Directors Association. He has taught many years at Butler University while maintaining a strong composing schedule. In 2002, Charles Bruffy and the Kansas City Chorale recorded 15 selections under the title of Words and Music. Here is Mulholland's original work, Gloria.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
You have just heard the voices of the Kansas City Chorale under Charles Bruffy offering a Gloria by American composer James Mulholland as we enjoy American choirs singing American composers. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art now in its 25th year. Originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
Yeah.
That was an encore by the Master Chorale of Washington, conducted by guest artist Alice Parker, singing Be Joyful in God. Those of you who sing regularly know the names of Robert Shaw and Alice Parker and all the magnificent choral arrangements that these two gave American choirs. The artistic director of the chorale is Donald McCullough. The next work was written and is conducted by Stephen Sommets. Child of Song was originally written as an expression to the sudden death of one of his students and how it must feel for parents to lose a child. Then, with the deaths from Hurricane Katrina, Sommets moved to consider the addition of a chorus to the original work that was composed for soprano and piano. He was reminded of the choral literature, which expressed the connection of mother and child. My thoughts went to the fifth movement of the Brahms Requiem, he said, where the soprano soloist speaks as a motherly voice from heaven, singing, quote, You have sorrow, I will comfort you, I will see you again. Stephen Sommets leads his Princeton singers in Child of Song. Listen for the echo of the Brahms Requiem each time the chorus enters.
Thank you.
You have just heard the moving and poignant expression by Stephen Sommets called Child of Song, a small portrait of the tragedy that occurs when a parent loses a child. Those were the voices of the Princeton Singers.
This amazing day.
Each year, the ACDA commissions a well-known American composer to write a song that will be presented at each of the 7 district conventions of the organization. That is the selection from 1999 composed by Gwyneth Walker. You heard I Thank You God. The choir was the National Women's Honors Choir, directed by Diane Loomer. Alfred Lord Tennyson wrote the text. This is a setting of There Is Sweet Music by Daniel Gothrop, and it is performed by the Santa Fe Desert Chorale under the baton of Linda Mack. The Santa Fe Desert Chorale with Linda Mack on the podium has just performed There Is Sweet Music by Daniel Gothrop, American choirs singing American composers, here on Going Beyond Words. Next is the music of Ellen Hovhaness, whose years were 1911 to 2000. Although considered by some to be Armenian-American, that seems to be a stereotype. As a self-consciously American composer, his output assimilates the music of many cultures. From a CD of some of his collected sacred choral works, we hear the Gloria Dei Cantoris singing, O Lord God of Hosts.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Patterson has just led the Gloria Dei Cantoris Ensemble from Boston in a sacred choral work by American composer Alan Hovhaness, titled O Lord God of Hosts. Before the final selection, may I remind you that CD images and a complete list of the music played on this and all of my programs are available on the blog of my website. Just go to goingbeyondwords.com. Well, we've had some pretty serious music to listen to on this visit, so let's close with something that is going to sound almost like backwoods music. The song is called Sail Away, written by American composer Malcolm Dauglish and performed by the Oolites, and the composer is playing the hammer dulcimer.
Don't you want to sail away? Don't you want to sail away? Don't
You have just heard Sail Away, written by Malcolm Dauglish, who was also playing the hammer dulcimer, and the singers were the Oolites. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. This visit was called American Choirs Sing American Composers. And I'm Stan Schmidt, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again for another hour of all kinds of music for the solo voice and choir. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2018.